Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to bless your holy name. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we are here, your host, Albert and Billy Burns, here to host They Overcame, to give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that is so due his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You want to say good morning to everyone, babe?
Good morning, everyone, and God bless you. This is the day the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing and just glad for the God of my salvation, who provides all of our needs, who comforts all of our fears and sorrows, and we're just glad to be in the number one more time.
Amen, amen. We are here so grateful for what God is doing for us in this time and in this season, and I hope everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving. It was a day that the world or our country has set aside to give thanks. But we know, don't we, babe, that we should be thankful every day. And as our bishop William, I'm getting ready to put it, I'm forgetting, William Anthony Ellis. Bishop William Anthony Ellis would say, you ought to be thankful all the time. You should be praising God all the time. That's one of the things that he taught us life. And as we go through these times, that we should always be thankful for what God is doing in our lives. And we shouldn't forget that he is the one, hallelujah, that woke us up. We have our alarm set, but it wasn't our alarm that woke us up. It was the gentle whisper of the Lord waking us up, the gentle touch of the Lord waking us up, allowing us to have breath in our bodies and to get up and be able to move. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Honey, before we get started, we don't have a guest today, but before we get started, I want you to just open us up with prayer.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just look to you, worship and praise in honor of who you are, because you are just so good. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are everything. Father, we know that every good and perfect gift comes from you, that you are the creator of all that exists in this universe because of your powerful word. And you are our creator. And we, Lord God, are blessed because you are faithful. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you at this time, at this season of Thanksgiving here in these United States. We just want to especially thank you for peace. Thank you, Lord God, for provision. Thank you that we are not hungry. Thank you that we are not naked. Thank you, Lord God, that you have provided us to have shelter, a roof over our head. Lord God, we take none of these things lightly because it is you that provides for us every good and perfect gift. Nothing of our own volition, but Lord God, you have empowered us, you have kept us, you have provided for us, and we just lift up your name and pray. We know that every day is a day of thanksgiving, and we take this time right now to say thank you, Lord God, for loving us, for caring for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray your blessings upon this broadcast today. Lord God, let the words be heard, words that heal, words that deliver, words that encourage, words that uplift. turn someone, cause someone to turn to you in the name of Jesus. Words that will cause repentance, forgiveness, peace, love, reconciliation, Lord God, because your words are powerful. And the words that we speak, Lord God, we pray that they will be ordained of you, that they will go out with the power, hallelujah, and the anointing that you have ordained. In the name of Jesus, we just pray that men and women across this world will hear words of testimony, words of praise from this broadcast and even from others, Lord God, that men will praise the Lord and praise you for your mighty works. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the ministry of this broadcast. We pray for the ministry of New Destiny Ministries. We pray for Pastor Bernard. In the name of Jesus, just bless her, Lord God, in her work, in her home, in our church, in the city of New Orleans, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let your blood cover your people and let these words be an inspiration to someone that everyone will have turned their life to you, turned their attention to you, turned their praise and their prayers to you, and receive what you have for them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Oh, man, I hope, like I said, that your Thanksgiving was blessed and that you had plenty to eat and you had good fellowship with your friends and family. And but we know, as some have posted on Facebook, that everyone is not with their family, and you know, we're missing people that have gone, transitioned from this world to wherever they're going. but we just want to send a prayer up for those that may be, this is a joyous time for some of us, but for some of us, it's a time of mourning. It's a time of depression. People get depressed around the holidays, and for different reasons, people get depressed. They get depressed because maybe their loved ones are gone from them for the first holiday, and they just can't seem to shake, you know, the feeling of them not being there. We lift them up in prayer now, asking the Lord to comfort them, and may they have loved ones around them. Maybe not necessarily your family, but just someone that can love on you, that can, you know, give you a little cheer and lift up your spirits. And we are praying for our sister Katie Anthony, who recently lost my husband's best friend, Tony, whose name was Delano, but everybody called him Tony Anthony, and he's not with us this holiday season. And we're praying for Katie and the family, the children, that God will comfort them and lift them up. And lost loved ones, we're praying for our sister Marissa, who just lost her mom. And somebody else from the church.
Carrie, who just lost her father 2 days after her daughter got married.
Yeah, we're lifting those families up. It's you know, we don't always understand why things happen, and it's a depressing time, like I said, for some people, but we're just thankful to God that are praying for you. and who are concerned about you. So anyway, honey, we had a good Thanksgiving. I was a little sad this Thanksgiving. This is the Thanksgiving that our sons are stretching out. They're grown men, but I'm so used to having them with us, you know, for the holiday. And as a matter of fact, we planned, my husband's family had a big gathering for Thanksgiving and wanted us to be there, but I didn't want to leave our son. And we did get a chance now. He still lives in the same city with us, but we didn't get a chance to see Chris. And, of course, Mark and his family was not here. But we had a good Thanksgiving. Our grandson was with us the whole day, and it was a blessing, him cooking with me, helping me prepare some of the meal. He chopped up the vegetables for me in this new food processor that I have. And so funny because he made the celery and onions and those things, chopped them up until they were pureed, which made my husband happy because he doesn't like crushing down on the celery. But it was a good holiday, and just so thankful, you know, for the things that God has done for us down through the years. He's been faithful. He's been faithful.
Amen. Amen. He has. And as, you know, we've said at the beginning of this broadcast, and as the Bible lets us know, that we just have so much to be thankful for. And in fact, we should always be giving thanks, because God is good and he's faithful. And had it not been for his faithfulness, there are so many of us, or all of us, that this world would even cease to exist. But without his attentiveness to each and every one of us, there could be so many more of us that could be so destitute or just not even be here. I often think about, as I listen to people as they go through some experiences and as they reflect back over their lives, and I often hear people say, I should have been dead, or I should have been this, but I say that the Lord is so in control that I always cringe when I hear someone say that I should have been dead because of what I've gone through. But it's more like they could have been dead had it not been for the faithfulness of our God, because our days are numbered. And God is so in control that if someone should have been dead, then because of the just the power of the Lord and the sovereignty of God, we would have been. But we are spared because God is not ready for us to leave this place yet, and his faithfulness is just always there, day, moment by moment, second by second, even down to in the technology world, and this is probably old school, even going back to nanoseconds, and there's probably even smaller increments than that. But in every period of time, every moment of our existence in this life, we are still here because God is faithful. We have not overcome to some illnesses that we could have succumbed to. I was diagnosed with cancer some time ago, and But I'm still here because of the faithfulness of God. I have a niece in Kansas City, in the Kansas City area, who has been battling cancer for several years. But earlier this year, she had gone into the hospital with another bout of her cancer erupting on her. And the doctors basically told the family, we've done all we can do. And basically we see Valerie as having about a couple of months to live. And that's been well over, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago, at least 6 months or so ago. And right now, even though she still battles through some things, but the Lord kept her and led them to another treatment facility, another doctor who was taking over the case. And he's given Valerie such a good prognosis. She's going through the treatment. In fact, they are flying her to Chicago area every week for these treatments. But she's going strong. She's going strong. And the one thing that just is amazing about Valerie, she's a testimony and a picture of how faith should operate. When she was told that, she just declared to her family, I am not accepting that. And every time that we've had an opportunity even to speak with Valerie, when she would be in the hospital and we would be concerned and call, and by the time we think we're checking on her, she's checking on us. She's encouraging us, you know, wondering how we're doing, because in her mind, I'm doing fine. So how are you doing? And that's how the conversation always goes with Valerie, because she just believes that God is taking care of her. And that's the way we have to live and be thankful because of his faithfulness.
Amen. Amen. Well, we are so happy. I see that my cousin, faithful to the ministry, James is on the line. Are you there, Jimmy?
Yes, I am, and good morning to everyone.
Amen. Good morning, cuz. I see you got on bright and early this morning.
Yeah, I woke up at 6, so I made me some coffee and waited patiently.
Thank God. We thank God for you joining us this morning. And this is the day that we're going to give you to be able to give your testimony. God is not finished with you, and you have so much more that you're going to be able to testify about because of the goodness of God. But we want you to take this time to give your testimony to our audience. It's an awesome testimony.
Yes, it is. As you know, I've been going through some financial difficulties, health difficulties, and every time, you know, people come around and they speak with me and they ask, how are you surviving? How are you making it financially? And I have to give all the credit to God. I mean, I haven't, you know, I'm without any money. And then everybody is just amazed. Well, how have you been making it? And I say, it's only by the glory of God. I mean, God has been good to me. I mean, I bills are coming through. Month before last, I got my gas bill, and I thought it was going to be like $400 some dollars. And when I got the bill, it said zero. I owe nothing. And that's nobody but God.
Praise
you know,
God.
I have to give him the glory. I have to give him all the glory. You know, I have to give him all the glory. I mean, my faith has increased 110% because when you look and you see how far that you've come without any other help, you can't help but see the miracles and the faithfulness of God. And I refuse to give my faith up. I refuse to do it. People are saying you need to, you know, you should just give up and forget about it. You know, my house is about to go into foreclosure. I'm still not giving up. There's always hope and faith and prayer. And I'm going to continue doing that because God has the last word. God has the last word. I mean, I had to pray because the devil will put in doubts in your mind.
Oh yeah.
And he'll put stumbling blocks in your ways and certain things that you see, you know, he'll put it out there and make you believe, try to make you believe that this is, you know, this is what's going on, this is what's going to happen. No. No. The devil is a lie. I pray to God all the time, Lord, remove those doubts that Satan has tried to put in my mind. Remove them. All I can say is that God's been good to me. God's been good to me. You know? You know, the devil's trying to tell me, you know, you're not going to be able to, you're not going to ever be able to walk perfectly. You're right. My God has the last say. I'm not gonna back down. You know. And I'm not going to worry. Point where I was I still have a little bit, not as much, but I, you know, wake up in the middle of the night crying, you know, and where am I gonna get this? Where is this gonna come from? How am I going to make it? And the only thing that I could think of is to get on my knees and start praying, giving God all the glory, thanking him anyway. And that's what I tell, that's what I tell other people when I speak to them, you know, and they're going through certain problems. You have to trust in God. You have to give him all your trust, all your faith, put in him.
Amen.
Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
And I plead the blood. I plead the blood every day, every day, every day. I'm all day long, I'm thanking God. You know, when I'm out driving somewhere, I'm thanking God, you know, asking him for his traveling, thanking him for his traveling mercies, you know. I mean, keeping me out of harm's way. You know, I can't stress that enough. You have to give God all of your trust. Put all your worries, all your cares, all everything, put it in him. Put it in his hands.
1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
Amen. 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 You know, I mean, this Thanksgiving was not the best that I've had, But it wasn't the worst either. But I was, you know, everybody was calling me, or you know, when I call somebody, so what are you doing Thanksgiving? Are you going? No, I didn't have anywhere to go. So I didn't have anything in the house to eat. I mean, well, I had food in the house to eat, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like the traditional Thanksgiving meal that you would prepare. So my neighbor gave me a chicken, a roasting chicken, and I was so thankful. I was so thankful to her. And she said, "Well, I just like helping people." So she gave me one of her chicken roasts, and I, you know, put it in the slow cooker and cooked it, and then I took halfway, and then I took it out and put it in the oven and browned it, and then I took it out and put it back in the slow cooker to let it finish cooking. And I mean, God is good. God is good. You know, He's just awesome. That's all I can say. God is awesome.
And yes, and he's worthy.
Yes, he is. He is. He is. He is. And if you haven't tried him, you need to try him. You need to try him. And yesterday, you know, I told you a few days ago that my furnace wasn't working. I mean, it wasn't working perfectly like it should be. And so my brother, I call him my brother, he's my brother-in-law, but I told him, and he came over, and he looked at it, and it was a piece that needed to be replaced. So we went and got the piece yesterday, and, well, it worked for a minute, and then it didn't. It just, you know, cut off. So it hasn't been back on. But I'm still giving God the praise. I'm still giving him all the glory. Because God is going to make a way. He'll make a way out of no way. When we think that, you know, all is lost, God comes through each and every time.
Amen.
You know, he's gonna provide. He's gonna provide. So, you know, and like you said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm gonna be glad in it. So,
gonna rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So,
so many testimonies like that, where God has just shown his power and shown his I am-ness. I am what you need me to be. Go ahead. You were getting ready to say something else.
No, I was just going to say that I went to I think it's called human resources out south from my house, and I went to apply for the link card so I could, you know, have a way to get some food, and the representative that took care of me, she was so sweet. She was so sweet. I don't know if she's online, but I invited her to call in this morning. I hope she's on, you know, I hope she called in. But if she didn't, it's okay. But I just want, she was a blessing to me. I mean, she was so sweet. She sat there, you know, there were other people that she needed to speak to, but she sat there patiently, and she listened to what I was talking about. And then through our conversation, we started talking about church, and I explained to her, you know, what was going on and everything, and my situation. and she said, you know, sometimes we are, you know, impatient. We can be sometimes impatient with God, but at night when you wake up, you know, like you said, in the middle of the night, you need to just say, you know, Lord, I'm just checking. I'm just checking. That's all, you know. And those words were so comforting to me, and they made me feel so much better. You never know how someone, you know, what you might say to a person, how it affects them, you know, uplifts them. And she really made me feel much, much better. And, you know, she was a blessing. And she, you know, gave me some other, you know, ideas where I could get assistance. And I, you know, I'm really very appreciative of her help with me. Just, I want to thank her. You know. So, all I can say is try God. He's good. He's faithful. He's just. You know, he's awesome. Amen. Hello?
Even, I'm sorry, I had muted. Even when we don't understand what we're going through, and even when we understand what we're going through, and but God is sovereign, and he is in control. The Bible says our times are in his hand, and a lot of times, excuse me, I look at my hand, and I look and I say, I'm in God's hand, and he said that he would not make me ashamed before people. It's a building a testimony, everything that we go through. It's a building up of our faith and a building up of people around us, because a testimony is something that is for other people to see. And through you going through the situation that you're going through, and people being able to see where your trust is and know who you're trusting in, and even if things don't look so good at the moment, but we just keep believing God and we keep trusting him, he'll bring us out. He will bring us out.
Yes,
he will. Hallelujah. He'll, his way. Not always our way, but his way. But he knows what's best. He knows what's best for us. I just thank God. Thank God for you coming on and being faithful to this ministry, and hearing the testimonies that have been given. It helps me, and that's one of the reasons why we do this broadcast, is because we know that the testimonies are like our scripture in Revelations 12 and 11. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. So we're overcoming the devil. We're overcoming the devil. It may not look like it sometimes, but we know that God says that he would never leave us, hallelujah, nor forsake us.
Nor forsake.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, that even when your mother and your father forsake you, I'll lift you up. Hallelujah. And so we just thank God for you, Jimmy, for coming on and giving your testimony. And I know that you will have many, many, many more testimonies about the goodness and the grace of God. He's gracing you through this situation. And, you know, we don't know who listens in on the broadcast, but we know that people are being inspired and people are, their faith is being built up, because how can one not? I'm going through something and I hear somebody else talking about what they've gone through and how they've been brought out. How can that not help me to know that God will do what he's done for others? I don't think that's a script, but it's a song that we used to sing. What we've done for others, he will do for you. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. Thank God for you. And as I woke up this morning, there was a psalm that was on my mind, and I just want to make reference and maybe say a few words. I don't feel, I was telling the Lord this morning, I don't feel worthy to be able to deliver a word for him, but still God has put in my spirit this psalm. And it's Psalms 121, and I'm going to, it's a short psalm, so I'm going to read the whole thing. But it starts off, I will lift up my eyes, this is the King James Version. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Hallelujah. And the scripture that was on my mind, my heart this morning, was I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. There's so many things that are going on in the world today. It's not easy to just keep your focus and your mind on the Lord. But we know that if we do, like you were saying, Jimmy, if we keep on our mind that the Lord is not sleep, hallelujah, the Lord is not looking away from me. He said that he would, hallelujah, and that he is my keeper. So the Lord will keep us and allow us to go through things. And it's not always for our benefit that we go through things. It's for the benefit of those that are around us. It's just like a funeral. The funeral isn't for the deceased. The funeral is for the living. The funeral is for the ones that are still here, that still have a chance if they haven't surrendered their lives to the Lord, for them to be able to do that, or hear a word from God that maybe someone would never go to hear a minister or a preacher preach a sermon, but in the midst of losing their loved one, they're more apt to be under the word of God. So lift up your eyes. Look up. Hallelujah. Don't look around, because if you look around, you will be frightened. You will be lose all hope.
Yeah, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
With the things that are happening in the world, there There's so many frightening things that are happening. Now people are losing their homes. And there in Chicago, James is in Chicago, people are not just there, but it seems they seem to be highlighted there, I guess, because that's home. That's where I originated from. But we can't walk around in fear. We can't walk around not knowing who our help comes from, because the Bible says all of my help comes from the Lord. He made heaven and he made earth, and he is the one that will protect me. He is the one that will look out for me. All of my help, hallelujah, comes from the Lord. So look up, don't look down, don't be afraid of what's happening. Psalm 91 says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh me.
Near.
I don't care what is happening around the world. I don't care what's happening in your neighborhood. I don't care what's happening with someone that you know. Know that when you put your trust in God, hallelujah, he will take you through. He will take you through every situation. I think about the three Hebrew boys and how they put their trust in God, and how through their trust in God, they proclaimed. They didn't just, they weren't just talking about it. They were being about it. They told the king, they said, he said, bow down. They said, we will not bow down. And we know, hallelujah, that if he doesn't deliver us, hallelujah, he's able to deliver us. And then I think about David, and David said that when he was a young man, probably a teenager, how he was watching his father's sheep and how a lion came and God gave the lion into his hands. And some situations that we come in contact with look like they're lion situations. It looks like we're about to be devoured, but the Bible says that he walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He thought that the lion thought he was going to be able to get those sheep, and we are the sheep that the lion thinks that he's going to get. But he's not a lion, hallelujah. He's a shadow, hallelujah. And the shadow is false. The shadow looks like something that it's not. You know, you can make different things in a shadow, in a light. And the shadow that is cast will look like the thing that you are attempting to make it look like. So that's what the enemy is. He is a shadow walking around, trying to scare us, allowing situations to come in our path to steal our faith from God and to steal our trust in God, to believe what he said that he would do. But if he said it, hallelujah, he will bring it to pass. So look up. Don't look at what's happening around. Be like that horse that has those blinders on that you can't see to the left or to the right. You can just see straight ahead and know that God is there with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will not sleep. He will not slumber. He doesn't get tired, hallelujah, when he's protecting us, and he's protecting us 24/7. I think about David again when he went a lion, a giant. And some of our situations are giant situations. We think that we're not going to be able to overcome losing a loved one, losing our home, losing our job. But we know that God is the one, hallelujah, that is our provider. Our jobs He uses our jobs to provide for us. But when those jobs are not there, hallelujah, he is there and he will provide. It may not always be what we want, like you were saying, James. It may not be the traditional turkey and dressing and macaroni and cheese. And it may not be those things, but someone will bless you with a chicken. Hallelujah. With something that will sustain you until God can bring you to that expected end. Because the Bible tells us that he, hallelujah, knows, hallelujah, the path that he has set for us. Sometimes we feel like the things that we go through will get us off the path. But God, we trust you. We believe you. We know that you said that you will not forsake us. So the things that we're going through, Lord, even though we don't like them, and I say this many times, that I don't always like the things that I go through. I don't always like the things that God is taking me through. But I know if I keep my trust in him, that the Bible says that it will work out for my good. No, the situation was not good. But God said that it's going to work out for my good. So I just thank him and I praise him. And I cannot forget to give him the glory. And I cannot forget to give him the honor and to lift him up. Because when I lift him up, hallelujah, all men, you're a testimony, James, of God's. And what he will do for you, hallelujah, how he will take you through. You're going through the fire right now, hallelujah, but know that God is with you, and he's going to bring you to an expected end. So look up, hallelujah, lift up your eyes, hallelujah, unto the hills. Look up. That just means look up, because God is there, and he is never ever going to leave you and never, ever going to forsake you. Hallelujah. So I wanted to just share that. Like I said, I woke up this morning with that scripture on my mind. And, you know, sometimes we go through things and we can't understand. Lord, I don't understand this. I don't want to go through this, Lord. Like Jesus in the garden, when he was praying and he said, Lord, hallelujah, let this cup pass from me, Lord. He said, but not my will, hallelujah. He succumbed to God's will. He said, God, I trust you. And when we succumb or not succumb, but when we say, Lord, we trust you, but we believe you. We know that you love us, and we know that you are there with us, and we know that you're not going to let us fall. You're not going to let us be destitute. And if we're destitute, which means alone, when we're alone, but we're never alone. We're never destitute. We're never at a place where we are going to be by ourselves, because the Bible says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes unto the hill from whence cometh your help. As I'm reading this scripture, I know that I've quoted this scripture many hundreds of times, but was quoting it wrong, because I've always said all of my help comes from the Lord. But it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence coming my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. But I know that all my help comes from the Lord. All of my deliverance comes from the Lord. God will use other people to deliver us, but know that it's him. And as the late Pastor Ara, as he said, D. Hinton, used to say, that we are just here to do God's will. We're here to do God's bidding. So keep your eyes lifted up. Keep your eyes lifted up. Know that God always will bring you out. He will always bring you out. I think about Job and how Job lost everything. Hallelujah. He lost all his children. He lost his millions. He lost his wife because at one point she looked at him and said, curse your God and die. And he said, woman, you sound foolish. Hallelujah. I will not forsake my God. I will not put on a sad countenance. No, I don't like what I'm going through. Job said he cursed the day that he was born. But in the end, he kept looking at God and he kept seeking God. And in the end, God blessed him with more than he had, even his children. It said that his daughters were more fair to look upon than any women that were in the land that day. So God is going to bring us out, and it's going to be better, and it's going to be more than what we lost, more than what we thought we needed. Our needs will change, our desires will change. You know, it's a time to draw close to God. When we have problems and issues, don't run from God. Run to God. For many years, when I ran into a situation that was not favorable, or I didn't think was favorable, I couldn't pray. I couldn't think. I couldn't eat. I couldn't, you know, do anything. All I wanted to do was sleep. But I know now that in those times that trouble comes, that I should run to God. Oh, God, like a child runs to their parent when they're hurt and throw their arms up for them to pick them up. That's what we must do when we have a situation that we don't know what to do with. Hallelujah. Run to God. Run to God. Amen, amen, amen. So I just wanted to share that with the audience today, that we have to run to God. We have to look up because God is there. He's always, as Pastor Ojeda said, we're being considered. Hallelujah. When we go through things, God knows that we're strong enough. Hallelujah. Even when we don't know, because the Bible says that I won't put any more on you than you're able to bear. So even when we don't think that we can bear it, even when we don't think that we're strong enough, God knows just how much we can bear. And that's how much he will put on us. He won't put more on us. And that's a word that we can stand on. God, I say sometimes, Lord, well, I guess you think I can, or you know that I can handle this, so I will handle it. I'll go through it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So this is an awesome, awesome, awesome time. I see that we have another caller on the line, and we're going to open up that line to see if they have a testimony, if they have something that they want to say to us. And your area code is 412. And if you don't want to say anything, you don't have to say anything. But we're just grateful to God for you joining us this morning. And your last four numbers are 6018. 412 area code.
Good morning.
Good morning, sweetie. How are
you?
Hey,
I'm fine. I was listening in. I'm sorry. I was kind of late tuning in. But I was listening to you quote Psalms 121, and then it was in my spirit to see if I could sing Psalms 121 as my testimony this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. It's early, so bear with me. Let me put you on speaker.
I will lift up thine eyes to to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heavens and earth. He said he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy chain upon thy right hand. On thy right hand, no, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve my soul, even forevermore.
I got a little I thank God because he's really moving and he's really maturing me. So I just thank God because that is one scripture that I have stood on for many, many years growing up. So I just give honor to God this morning. And I know I sound a little off key because I just woke up not too long ago. But thank God for all of my help do come from the Lord. And I will continue to lift my eyes until the hills from whence cometh my help.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. That song brings back memories. Hallelujah. Yes, my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah, which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. We know that if he made heaven and earth, what? Like the angel told Mary, what could be impossible for God to do? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I am. That's a blessing. Thank you, sweetheart, for calling in and singing that song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're welcome. You guys be blessed today.
Amen. Amen. You too.
Thank you.
Honey.
Amen. I've just enjoyed everything that is going on and just feasted off the words of my wife this morning. And as I was listening, just wanted to add one of the things that she referenced about those shadows. And first, mine goes to how that David said, yea, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, and how she indicated that the shadow is just an image of something usually made bigger than it usually is. And that's what I've thought about when I think about those shadows. We know that a shadow only appears when there's a light. And we know that Jesus, the Son of God, our Savior, who lives in us through the Holy Ghost, is the light of the world. And those shadows are there, only they wouldn't even be visible if the light wasn't nearby. So when we see the shadows, just know that the light is, and we don't have to be afraid. And that's why David could say, I fear no evil. And I just love that psalm, that theme of the day, happens to be one of, if not my favorite psalm and or scripture also. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. I love that psalm. I love the song that was rendered this morning. From time to time, I go back into the archives and just listen to that song as well. There's a couple of songs that just really bless me. One of them is Psalms 121, and the other is Jesus, You're the Center of My Joy. And I just appreciate all that has gone on today. Thank God for His goodness.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Betty, and I vacillate from calling you James to Jimmy to Gemma, but thank you, cuz, for coming on. And this is a beautiful day. I don't know how it is there in Chicago. I know that it's sunny here. We had some beautiful weather this weekend. This whole weekend has been nice here in the South. Everybody needs to move to the South. Anyway, well, we just thank God for, you know, what the Lord has done today. I know that God has been glorified. Thank you for your testimonies, Betty and Jimmy. That song is a testimony, you know, just proclaiming that all I know is that my help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. All of my help comes from the Lord. So we just pray for you guys being on this morning. And we thank God for those listeners that listen through the internet or listen over the archives, go into our archives and listen to the testimonies. As I talked with Pastor Adrian this week, and she was saying that our numbers are increasing. So those that are listening over the internet, we thank God for you. We thank God. And we just want to ask you to call in and share your testimony with us. The world needs to know that in the times, in the perilous times that we're living in, that God is still on the throne. He's still seated. The Bible said he's seated.
Amen.
And he stands up. Hallelujah. That's when we know that we're in trouble. If he gets to the point where he has to stand up, then we know that we're in trouble. And he's still seated. He said that he's seated at the right hand of God. So we just want to invite everybody to listen to Pastor Adrian Bernard's program, New Destiny Ministries. And she's on every Tuesday through Thursday at this same number. She's on at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 2 o'clock Mountain time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time. And, of course, listen to They Overcame. We're here every Saturday at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Mountain time, 7 o'clock Central time, and 8 o'clock Eastern time. We just invite you to join in with us, share your testimonies, let the world know what God is doing, even in the times that we're living in. And so, Father, we just thank you right now. We praise you for what you're doing, for what you have done. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the testimonies that you allow us to have to lift up your name. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. And we ask a special blessing on each listener this day, Father. Let them be filled with the joy of the Lord that surpasses any situation that they're going through, any situation that will befall them. Lord, let them know that you are in control and that you hold them in your hand, hallelujah, and that you have destined a purpose for them and that you will fulfill it if they will just let you. We ask you to bless the rest of Lord, give them peace, give them joy. And, Lord, we just praise you and thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we just thank God. We thank God for the broadcast today. And we pray that the words that were spoken will be words that will let you to know that God is in control and God is ever watching out for us and ever lifting us up. Trying to find my song. Okay. So until next week, we just want to praise you. Good night.
Amen.
Have a good day. Love you both.
Clap our hands.